From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, January 9th. The man charged with intentionally lighting Bidwell Mansion on fire appeared in court for the second time yesterday. NSPR's Eric Adams attended the hearing and has more.
30-year-old Kevin Alexander Carlson showed up to the courtroom, this time with an appointed public defender representing him. The suspect was expected to submit his plea during the hearing, but the judge granted his attorney Larry Pilgrim's request to continue the discovery process. That involves further exchange of evidence between parties.
The evidence is still coming in to me. I haven't had a chance to receive it all or review it all, and then certainly the next step will be reviewing it with Mr. Carlson.
After Carlson's first hearing on Monday, the Butte County District Attorney's Office held a press conference and said officials searched through 2 terabytes of surveillance footage to piece together evidence against Carlson. Carlson will come back to court on January 22nd to continue his arraignment. In Oroville, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, a Chico teen representing the Boys and Girls Club of the North Valley had the opportunity of a lifetime to meet the president in the Oval Office. Aria Pocock recently visited Washington, D.C. after becoming the 2024 Pacific Region Youth of the Year. Pocock was the first North Valley youth to be a top 5 finalist.
I never thought I'd be in that room meeting the president, sitting in his chair, shaking his hand. Like, I had never pictured myself there, so for me to be there, I was just awestruck.
She and the other National Youth of the Year finalists toured the White House grounds. They were also coined by the president.
When they coin someone, it's to show that they respect you and that they are honoring the achievements you have done. So for a president to coin teenagers like myself and my fellow Regional Youth of the Years, it was a really big deal.
She hopes to continue championing youth in her future. She plans to major in journalism and sociology. And California Assemblyman Bill Asaley has called on Governor Gavin Newsom to convene a special session to address the wildfires tearing through Southern California. The special session would look to respond to the fires by funding critical firefighting efforts, pass policy changes to mitigate further wildfire disasters, and address the insurance challenges facing Californians. Asaley says it would be better to fireproof California rather than, quote, Trump-proof it. Lawmakers are currently in a special session to safeguard California policies for the incoming Trump administration. Also, the average electricity rate for California was raised by almost 50% between 2019 to 2023. The state has some of the highest electricity rates in the nation. And as NSPR's Anthony Vosek tells us, a new report says those high costs are partially due to wildfire risk and environmental programs.
The California Legislative Analyst's Office released the report yesterday. It cited wildfire-related costs as a leading cause behind high electricity rates. Most of California, including the North State, is served by investor-owned utilities, like PG&E. Due to high wildfire risk in the state, utility companies pay for wildfire mitigation to reduce chances of their equipment causing a fire. According to the report, those costs are usually passed down to customers. The report also states that programs aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are funded through ratepayers served through these types of utilities. That includes the Renewable Portfolio Standard, which requires a certain percentage of electricity sold by utility companies is generated by renewable sources.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick. Additionally, the Biden-Harris administration this week announced over $500 million is now available for clean water projects across the West. $129 million will go towards the Sites Reservoir planned for the Sacramento River system in Colusa County. The purpose of the Sites Reservoir is not to generate power, but store water in anticipation for dry years. The state estimates it will cost about $4 billion to build the reservoir. Construction is set to begin early next year, and Sites is scheduled to be fully operational by the end of 2032. And finally, the Butte County Department of Public Health is reporting a bird flu infection at a commercial upland game bird farm in Butte County. Upland game birds are non-waterfowl that live in heavy ground cover and are often hunted for game. The infected farm breeds birds to sell to hunting clubs. It does not sell animals to the public. The farm immediately stopped the sale of birds and will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Butte County Public Health wants all bird hunters and those who might be exposed to game birds to be aware of potential exposure to bird flu It urges them to take precautions to protect themselves, hunting dogs, and falconry birds. And those were your headlines for Thursday, January 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.